بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا شقيا ولا محروما. Quran, you know, it's our first guidance. It's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. We know this verse, very famous. Now, let's analyze in a very simple language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to do what? Da'wah. Then he restricted this da'wah that must be within the frame of two basic conditions, hikmah and maw'idah hasana. قَالَتْ أُدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِدَةِ hasana. So now, what's the definition of hikmah? And what is the definition of a maw'idah hasana? Now, hikmah literally means wisdom. Maw'idah hasana means the beautiful preaching, the good words, the nice, beautiful way of preaching. Now, this one has, يعني, doesn't need a lot maw'idah hasana to explain the beautiful, nice way. But I'm concerned not to understand the basic first pillar, which is hikmah. One of the beautiful definitions of hikmah, قال وضع الشيء المناسب بالطريقة المناسبة في الوقت المناسب للشخص المناسب. So that to be hakim, wise, to perform the concept of hikmah, wisdom, you need to pay attention to four basic items so that your way of da'wah will be wise. To put the right thing for the right person, the right way, in the right time. So sometimes it's not just to say it. When you are saying it, imagine that you love the khayr for your colleague and you wanted to call him to pray with you in the masjid. You approached him when he was about to get into the toilet. You think he will listen to you? It's a common sense. It's not a good time. But he's telling you that he's very, very hungry. And you are about to eat. And no, I want to tell you about the prayer. You know, yummy. For him, he's saying you as if you are a fried chicken. You yourself. He's looking at you as a fried chicken. Because he's hungry. So is it the right time? No. Right language, yes, no. With whom you are speaking? Logical, emotional, what is his need from what he is suffering? You can't approach someone, for example, he's facing, for example, the drugs and he lost his wife and his kids because of the drugs or the gangs or something. You come to talk with him logically. You have to speak with him emotionally, psychologically. Your examples should not be tough logical examples. Your example must touch his heart. So it's a long story, but I'm just trying to pay attention to the concept of hikmah. Hikmah, now one of the way, and maw'idah hasana. If you want to do the best da'wah, always keep in your mind the two pillars, wisdom and beautiful preaching. One of the, and to conclude with this, okay, I'm not well educated, I don't know how to do it, I don't know what to do it. One of the good criteria, if you don't have the time to educate yourself, to be an expert, to realize exactly what hikmah is, there is a human criteria, and I'm concluding this from what they call the golden rule between religions. Now, anyone who's related to the area of comparative religions, there's something that's called the golden rule. Golden rule basically is the rule where any religion on earth, heavenly or man-made, they have it, which is don't do to others what you hate others to do to you. In Islam, we have it in the form of لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. No one of you will reach the true level of iman unless if he loves or she loves to others what he loves others to do with himself. So this is a good criteria to get into the area of hikmah, which means ask yourself, if you were him and someone is approaching you, what is the best way that will not hurt yourself and you will keep listening in case if you were in his place. Ask yourself, flip, change the roles, you can imagine, then do it. This is one of the good ways how to approach the people with hikmah and mawridah al-hasana. Jazakumullah khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.